I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Either Barack Obama or John McCain has sealed the deal. We just don't know which one. We should find that out tomorrow night, though. Polls conducted abroad suggest that Barack Obama is the people's choice in much of the world. As far as foreign politicians go, Senator Obama tends to win the support of those on the left. Here's something, though, that might surprise you. In Europe, at least, the political right is with Obama, too. The World's Jerry Haddon explains.
In the UK, about one in three Conservative Party members of Parliament have come out publicly in support of Obama. That's unprecedented. But Tory Richard Spring says the number is actually much higher because many won't admit to such heresy publicly.
It's in the DNA of every Conservative to be supportive of the Republican. You know, we maintain those ties, but there is an opportunity here for something different, perhaps in the United States.
Different, Spring says, with regard to U.S. foreign policy, or at least to how it's carried out.
In practice, I'm not sure that there will be huge policy differences with whomsoever wins. But I think one of the most important things for the new incoming president is to repair international relationships. And I think that Barack Obama would be better at this. And given the importance of the United States in the world, and it really is a beacon for freedom and liberty, it needs to engage more successfully.
Europeans in general have resented what they've perceived as Bush's go-it-alone attitude. In the build-up to the Iraq War, the Bush administration largely ignored European concerns. Then there's the detention center at Guantanamo Bay and secret CIA flights across Europe moving terrorism suspects to third countries where some have allegedly been tortured. Arturo Mas is the leader of a conservative party in Spain called Convergence and Union. He says the burden of this baggage means McCain can't win.
I don't think it's McCain mistakes. I think it's the image and the reality that McCain belongs to the same political party than Bush.
McCain, the maverick, simply doesn't fly among Europe's right or left, nor do his campaign's attempts to attack Obama on economic policy, charging Obama is some sort of socialist.
He is not regarded or seen as a socialist kind of politician. Nobody's buying that in Europe, no.
That's Malte Lehming, the op-ed editor of the German daily newspaper Der Tagesspiegel in Berlin. Lehming says Europeans, even conservatives, believe in a state that provides for not just national defense, but also free health care and education. Conservatives here are also more serious about protecting the environment.
Central right parties in Europe are, in comparison to the United States, are Democrats. They are multilateralist, every one of them. They are fighting global warming, every one of them. So they are more or less middle-of-the-road Democrats in the United States. So it's not a surprise that the majority of them are supporting to a huge extent Barack Obama.
And Republican positions on social issues, such as abortion, gay marriage, and gun control, sometimes strike European conservatives as extreme. Swedish journalist Johan Wenström.
John McCain and Sarah Palin are both trying to appeal what I consider to be a false conservatism, a brand of conservatism which cares more about fighting culture wars than keeping the peace in society and indeed the world.
So something that happened the other night in Sweden did not surprise him. Politicians from across the political spectrum were holding a heated debate on national TV. When it was all over, left and right had agreed on just one thing, their support for Barack Obama. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon.